Welcome everybody to the Cabazon Water District board meeting for March 21st, 2023, starting at 6 o'clock p.m. If everybody could please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do a moment of silence for our fallen servicemen and women. Thank you. Please be seated.
Director Taffy Brock, here. Director Terry Tincher.
Here.
Director Diana Morris is absent. Director Alan Davis.
Here.
Director Sarah Wargo.
Here.
General Manager Michael Pollock.
Here.
Okay, first on the agenda is the consent calendar, so I need the approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants of February 21st, 2023, and the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of February 21st, 2023. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
For A and B.
So a motion to approve consent calendar items A and B made by Director Davis and seconded by Director Brock. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris is absent. Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
I'm going to abstain since I missed last meeting.
So it still carries.
Okay. First up is warrants none. Award the contract none. Updates from Cabazon Water District's operations report by General Manager Pollock.
Okay. So I have a few updates, and of course you weren't here for the last meeting, so we talked about WellTech responded with a quote for the rehabilitation of Well 4, and to complete the rehabilitation and installation is $162,000, and that was a 700 total design head. My recommendations is to apply for an RCACA loan for $165,000 at 4%, 10-year loan with projected monthly payment of $1,619. And the reason I want to do that is so we can keep the majority of our reserves intact, so we can have a nice little safety cushion there. And just for reference, DHPO monthly service charge increase, and we no longer pay them the credit fund of $1,700. So basically it would balance out if we agreed to go with the RCAC loan. And the second item is reservoirs 2, 3, and 4. The repainting and recoating project bidding was completed with the lowest bid of $464,000 to J. Collin Coatings. And they're completing their paperwork. I think Evelyn has something for us to accept the contract. And the next item would be the Broadway and Main gate valve replacement project, the three cluster valves. So that one's been awarded MCC Construction with a scheduled start date of Monday. So on Monday they're going to dig it up, put the shoring in there, and then come back on Tuesday. We'll do the scheduled shutdown and complete the tie-ins and installation. So that's on Tuesday. And then, of course, the big project that was just completed, Borden Construction, started a gate valve installation project on January 11th and completed the last valve installation on March 14th. Originally, 105 gate valves were scheduled to be installed, but we eliminated 17 gate valves. They were omitted mostly due to the rising cost of change orders. And some of them, so the 17 gate valves, the five were here locally, and they were basically scheduled to be installed on the Hammond mains if we needed. So those are easily to be omitted. the additional 12 within the Jensen area on 4-inch mains, and the 4-inch mains are approximately 2.5 feet deep, and we were going to put 4-inch connections to an 8-inch gate valve, so some of the gate valves may have been sticking up out of the ground. And then later on, when we went to replace those 4-inch mains with 8-inch mains and utilize the 8-inch gate valves, all those materials that were used to adapt would not be used and useful. So basically, you're wasting $16,000 worth of material. So that's another reason I omitted them. Also, with the rising cost of change orders, we may have exceeded the grant fund, the grant limit for the budget. So everything worked out, it's completed. So we'll see what the final adjustment and the final billing is going to be. And then with the reduction of the gate valves, which is roughly $117,000, if there's a residual left after board and paid in full, the remaining could be used to pay for the employee participation, such as the inspectors and the shutdowns and flushing after everything was all fired back up. So that's what we're hoping for. So that is all I have for tonight.
Next up is an update from the San Antonio Pass Water Agency meeting.
We have nothing to talk about, Caledonia.
Okay. Next up is Community Water Systems Alliance meeting.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right. Wasn't there one after?
No, there wasn't. Oh, after last meeting?
Yeah, I thought it was the day after last month. Stay on here. It was the day after last month's meeting, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't
go
to it. I think I was in Arizona.
Next up is Community Action Committee.
There wasn't a meeting this month,
no,
right?
No, not until May.
Okay. And then Collaborative Agencies meeting. Director Brock and Director Moore.
Yeah, I did that one. And I just wanted to bring it to attention. I don't really know why we're going to that. It was all about Beaumont and Cherry Valley. Nothing concerning us whatsoever. I mean, not down this way. They don't even have banning people there. So it was just like, I don't quite know what we're doing there.
I'd like to leave that one on until Director Morris is back, just so we can find out. I know she's been going to that one a little bit longer.
Well, I know on their minutes and on their things said that nobody has shown up at the last one. So I don't know.
Maybe we can bring that, put that on the agenda for next week. Okay. Old business? Nothing for old business, new business. We have a customer concern from Paul Oshaderi on Peach Street. I think we have Mr. Oshaderi here. Would you like to come up? Come on. You can sit with us. I would like to direct General Manager to kind of give his thoughts on this as we introduce the item.
This takes a long time.
Did you want to read it?
No. Okay. Do I have a copy?
No, we all have a copy. We've all read it. Yeah. So.
I don't know. What's the procedure? How do you do this?
The floor is yours. You can talk.
She asked me what is my goal, what I'm looking for, right?
What you're asking the board. What are you asking from the board?
I'm asking for the board to set up a boundary. Or a limit for water usage. If the customer does pass that limit, the water should be disconnected no matter what. So I don't pay for the water. And
so you want a usage limit on all your customers?
Yes. And I asked it 4 or 5 years ago, and they were.
Do you have an agreement with your customers on how much water they can use?
If you want to make an agreement with them, I can do that, yeah.
That would be the first step, because if I don't know how you need to have a mutual agreement with each customer on what their usage
per person, per household.
To determine, you saying you don't want them to use so much water per household. So what?
No, I'm not saying.
What would the limit be?
I'm not saying that. If the customer doesn't pay the bill for the 60 days, they should be disconnected their water until they pay the bill. They can use as much as water they want. And that law was not followed in my case. And that's why I got so much damage, different houses. I paid like $10,000 in damage during the four years. And I came here one time, I complained, but nobody listened to it. And then I ended up paying $4,000 for Broadway one time. For Peach, I paid like $2,000 something. Because all the customers, they used the water for 7-8 months, and then they went to another house, and that was during the corona. And another house on the Peach, the same thing, $3,000 I paid.
And was that all during the coronavirus years?
No.
I know for coronavirus, our hands were tied. Nobody was allowed to disconnect anybody's water for any purpose. Anybody care? That's
as I remember it. Right. Those people, they were paid by government somehow, by federal government, which they gave the money to Lift the Right. It was Riverside County, and Riverside County gave it to Lift the Right, and they paid a lot of them. But for my case, because they moved to another state, I didn't get any money from anybody. So I lost like a 1 year rent and lost the water bill. Who is going to pay for that? I mean, customer use it because the government said that you cannot disconnect it, and then that's it. I mean,
I know a lot of
it's on my shoulder.
Right. So that was during the COVID. But during these, once the COVID restrictions were lifted, we're going by our general rules and regulations. So there is one customer, as you stated, that is on a payment plan, that they are keeping their payments. Their payment is current.
Okay. Yeah, let's go back to a specific case that we are talking here, right? Okay, so you are not willing to sign anything? Did you read this at all? I mean, do you care if somebody used $3,000 a month and they still can go on the payment plan? I don't know. Yeah, and they don't need to pay it, and then they can move out and the landlord has to pay it? Are you working in that direction?
Is there a leak on the property?
No, there's no leak. It's a criminal behavior.
So which bill is $3,000? Do you have a specific bill that shows it's $3,000?
Do you have a copy of the payment plan? Do you have a copy of the water bill for this person?
I have a partial water bill that was done by you.
I have
Can
we
have a copy of that?
Yeah, we have one. We have a copy here.
This is from November of 2022. All the bills have been $200 or $300 or.
No, the bills are $900, $800. Why $200?
Their total balance is because of multiple bills being combined into that, but the actual bills itself was $191, $218, $320, and $340. You can have that.
So when the person's come in and they've made a payment agreement, they're agreeing to pay $82 plus their current water bill each month until May of 2023. So they've come in, they've made arrangements with us to pay it, so I don't see how this bill falls.
Why they had to make arrangement to pay?
Because that's according to our policy, it states here, 11-1-4, delinquent payments. It says outstanding account can make payment arrangements by the date before the scheduled turnoff. And they've kept their commitment, so they're paying their current bill, and they on the payment arrangement is being kept current. For the one that you're talking about.
No, I don't think this happened here.
Well, it is because that's what our records show.
Okay, the record doesn't show the total the bill is. This is just a number coming and going. The bill is always $700-$800, and they don't show it here because there is a bill on the way coming behind it. They don't show it here in order to reduce it and look good. These people, they use the water to kill the septic tank. I discharge a septic tank 2-3 times. They put the water in so they don't pay the rent. And then they call the health department, and I try to fix the septic tank. They didn't let me fix it. And they put the dirt in the septic tank. Now, I'm facing $20,000 just to fix the septic tank because the water company helped them to use that water. The water they use, it should be below 2,000 gallons a month. Is the during the your survey, you send people to check on the meter, it was 3,000 gallons that month and the month before that. Why the water went there? And they claim if you go there, there is leak. Where is the leak? Water company went there, they found no leaks. What they do, they open the water and they put water in the toilet, and the toilet is running all the time, like 24 hours. And then I changed the septic tank. I put a smaller septic tank for the gray water,
right.
Not black water. They did the same thing. Now I'm facing a file for the eviction right now.
No, I understand your
case. But if these people get evicted, I'm going to end up with $2,000-$3,000 worth of bill. Do you want to go that far? I know you're heading that far. So why they had to go on schedule? That's for one thing. Why they had to go on schedule?
Because they want to keep their water on. So they're basically helping you.
Who wants to keep the water on? Me or them?
The tenant that we have the arrangement with, right? The tenant came in and made the arrangement.
Right.
Okay. Hold on. So if a tenant, what do our rules state that if a tenant racks up $2,000 and then they move, is the bill still with the tenant or does the bill fall to the property owner?
If they leave, then it's on the property.
It falls to the property owner. But right now, as we're looking at their payments, I'm not seeing $3,000. What I'm seeing is a bill for...
3,000 gallons. Not dollars.
3,000 gallons. Okay.
Right.
3,200 gallons. Yeah. Or 3,200 cubic feet. Right now, their bill is at $686. They have come in. We've red tagged them, right?
Right.
Let's say
right.
We've gone through the process, right? Yellow tag, red tag. After certain days, they're not paying. They've come in and they've made payment arrangements. So they're agreeing to pay.
So they paid $420, and then made a payment arrangement for the additional $200 or $300. So they're helping you out. They're not leaving you with, if we didn't put them on payment arrangements, then yeah, it would all go to you. But they're trying to maintain. Now as far as them running hoses into their toilets, well ultimately they're paying for it.
No, and they're not going to pay.
They are, because they're keeping.
I'm pretty sure they're going to be leaving. I'm end up with $2,000.
You want to try and prevent that from happening, but as long as they keep their payment arrangements.
Now, why these people had to be discriminated and go on schedule? What happened to the basic law that every other person have to follow? After 260 days, two times late. You put the red tag, you disconnect the water. If the bill is not zero, you will not turn it on. You've done that many, many times, 100 times on my customers. So why these people, they have to get special treatment?
I'm not saying these people. These people have come in.
No, why special treatment?
No, they're not getting special treatment. In our bylaws, it states that if they can't make the arrangement.
Also, it says that if they don't pay the water for two months, they have to get disconnected. What happened to that law?
I'm not seeing in here where they have not paid their water bill at all for 2 months. Because if it was after COVID, I mean, they may have racked up a big bill during COVID where even our hands were tied and we couldn't shut off water. But after that, I'm not seeing from their payment plan here, from not just their payment plan, but just from their payments that they've done, from their bills, I'm not seeing where they've gone 2 months without paying us.
Yeah, they haven't They signed up for the payment plan right before the 60 days hit, and they've been keeping up with their payment plan since then. And in the laws it says if they will shut them off after the 60 days unless they're on a payment plan. And that's what we've been doing.
So I understand your frustration, and the only recommendation I have is if you wanted to put the water in your name, and that way, if that's the only way you can monitor the usage, right?
Then what happened?
What's that?
Then what happened? It doesn't matter.
And you're
it's still in my name, too, because I get the bill in my name.
Right.
No. Then what happened? Let's say that they start playing game in my septic tank, right? Then what can I do? Can I disconnect it? No. Simply no. How can I disconnect it? They can go to the court, to the judge. He disconnected our water.
But you wouldn't be able to disconnect their electric.
I'm not other company.
You wouldn't be able to disconnect their electric or their gas if they have a service in their name.
Because those companies are good. They're big corporation. Electric company has its own laws and regulations. Never ask for a penny from the landlord. Never. Gas company, the same thing. The only companies, the leader companies like water companies, I don't know who benefit from this. This belongs to who, I don't know. Riverside County or it's a private company. I never knew that because I asked 100 times, nobody answered me. So is this part of what?
We're not part of anything. It's a small entity.
Yeah, we're not.
It's a small entity with profit. Somebody,
there's no profit. It's we need the revenue that's generated through the meters to.
You work for the God? I mean, you work for charity?
Special,
you work.
Special water district or special agency for the city or for the county of Riverside? Because there is no city of Cabazon. There's no mayor. There's no city officials getting fat off this.
So is a.
There is no city of Cabazon.
Is a county water.
So we're paying for the Edison that runs the wells, that produce the water to go through the distribution system that runs to our customers. Now, every city, every water district in every city is the highest use of Edison. So that's our main expense. So we need to collect revenue to maintain operations. And, of course, aging infrastructure is the major battle. So we don't have enough to do major infrastructure, so we have to do grant funding to update our infrastructures. So just the revenue we create from meter usage is basically the only way we can maintain our operations.
So this luck actually came from Riverside County. The landlord has to be responsible for water?
Right now the tenants are being responsible for the water. If they're racking up the bills, they're making the...
No, if you talk to front desk, they always said, no matter what, landlord is responsible for the water. I get a bill every month for every customer, like 20 customers. So I get a bill for every house.
And I was a renter for 7 years out here. So, and every month, I would get a separate bill for me, and my landlord got a separate bill for me, for them. And if I didn't pay it, they told me, hey, you need to pay this, and I would pay it. But I had my own account here, and so I was keeping that account current.
Yeah, landlords pretty much all get a copy, because we get a copy for ours too, but it's just letting you know how much they're using and what their bill is.
Yeah. I lost lots of money, almost minimum $10,000 during the 4 years.
If they're following...
I have all the receipts, all the collection, everything, and all the stories, you know, how that happened.
I apologize, but we can't.
No way I could have stopped it. The guy in Broadway, he was a Filipino guy. He opened the faucet overnight and let the water run through the street until the morning. And worth of $4,000.
Now, in that case, we would...
Just the day before he got evicted.
Now, in that case, it says, no customer shall knowingly permit leaks or waste of water. The district may discontinue the service if such conditions are not corrected within 3 days. So if they did do that, and we've seen it running, then we have it within our guidelines that we should go out there and notify them, and we're going to disconnect it until it's stored.
In this case, you can do that, send them a memo or something? Because I have the picture of the septic tank.
If something's running down the street, definitely, we're going to take care of that. Because we need to be good stewards of our resources. So if it is running down the street and it is reported, we will definitely...
No, it's not running the street. It's on top of the septic tank. They had deep ditches, and the water is all the way on the top. I mean, like 3 feet above the septic tank, not on top of the septic. 3 feet above the septic.
Because I don't know if we went out and there was a septic tank that was full, we would know that they were flooding water into it, or if it was just a bad septic tank.
And that's what I did meet you on Peach.
Because the neighbor called and said that they thought that the septic tank was overflowing and reaching into their yard. So I went down there to go inspect it, and that's when you were there. So we met, and it seemed to be resolved. So obviously, we do what we can to prevent stuff like that. I mean, that's the best we can do. A neighbor's going to report it, or we're going to see it. Everything gets called in, and we investigate it.
That one, not any criminal behavior by the tenant. Tenant had nothing to do with that. And this is tenant doing it. And he knows what he's doing, why he's doing. And water company examined the process, and they found no leak. Because when you close the faucet, the meter doesn't run.
We'll do a high bill investigation on any service that you request.
These two pages here?
If you think they're running water down your septic tank, give us a call. I'll go down there and I'll do a high bill investigation. I'll get a correct read. I'll watch for meter movement.
This one is dated March 16th. It's done by you, by your company. And
what date?
March 16th.
And they saw no leak. I think that's the one. They saw no leak. They went there four times. They measured. They look at the meter.
What street was that?
521878. 521878.
5218.
5218.
Date.
Yes. 5218.
Done last week?
No. This was done. I can give you better.
You said March
16th? March 16th? No, I printed this. Sorry. Okay, yeah, it says March 16th. Oh, these are the emails. Okay, sorry. These are the emails I printed. No, I didn't bring that bill, but. The bill, I have it at home, I think it's January.
You said our people checked the meter?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do a follow-up on that.
Yeah, there was four times they went there, but they compared the month, the previous month, there was 1,000 gallon more used, which is a lot. It's like one-third more. And they saw no leak as the... The person inside the claim there is a leak, always it says there is a leak, but there is no leak. Once you go there and you shut off the faucet, everything is all closed, and then you see the meter is not running.
So you get a bill for every customer. So you know what the usage is. So if there's a leak, me and you can meet at the location, and we could do a high bill investigation together in the future. Okay, from this point forward.
Yeah, if there is a leak, yeah, of course, yes.
That will help.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good starting point. All right?
Yeah, of course, because first one is going to damage.
Okay.
No, we do it as soon as we find out there is a leak. Or they say something is running, you know, the swamp cooler is leaking, water coming from the roof. Paul, come here.
Yep.
Look at it.
And me and you will go down there. You let me know what
to
look.
No, we have people to do it. No, we do it.
Always available to do that. Okay.
But are you willing to disconnect these people's water after 2 months if they don't buy?
They're come in and are making payment arrangements, we legally can't just turn off people's water.
Just because every month they pay something, you cannot disconnect it?
It's in the statute that you listed in here.
Did they call the health department?
Yeah.
They did? What'd they say? I mean,
health department is 2 months or I did several times. I emptied the septic tank, but still.
It fell right back up?
Yeah. Exactly. But right now something very bad happened because they put the dirt in the main tank. Mm-hmm. And the dirt in the main tank, nobody likes to clean it. I hired a couple of people, they hated it. And then I called Roto-Rooter. They came and said, we're not going to do it. So that's how I'm in right now. There is going to be an inspection coming this Friday.
So they're going to file eviction, huh? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, and tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, right now the bill is not in your name, right?
Yeah, it is in my name.
If somebody does something wrong and they leave you with a hey bill, bring that to us, and then we can discuss the scenario at a time.
Oh.
If that makes sense. But right now we can't disconnect them just because we legally can't. Yeah, because they're making payment.
And if you see a high bill and you think they're using more than that is needed, then let's go down there and do a high bill investigation.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Oshkin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we have award for contract of reservoirs 2, 3, and 4, corrosion repair prevention project. We have 4 bids.
The tank?
Yeah. So we can open this up for discussion. So we have 4 bids coming in. J. Colin Coatings came in as the lowest bid.
Yes.
Considerably lower, if you're looking at the different bids that came in. Any discussion?
Are we looking to award this?
Yes.
And this is out of the grant funded, right? This will be grant funded.
This one's grant funded.
And the grant funding we got for this was
$500,000. Right.
Right? So there's a cap of $500,000 that we're going to get paid back for.
And the only thing we need to do, because everything's going to be outside coating in the well or tank 4, is a little bit of structural rehabilitation on the beams on the inside, so we're going to have to drain that tank. So 1 million gallons is going to be drained. And it's not going to cause any property damage. There's a perfect runoff that goes right behind the Cabazon outlet and then goes under the freeway at the visitor at that point. So there shouldn't be any damage whatsoever. Should be an easy process.
I want to watch that flow.
I want to watch 1 million gallon go down the road.
It's unfortunate, but we're trying.
We just sat on the bridge over there.
Yeah. How come we don't save that water? I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
What's wrong with saving that water over there going under the bridge?
It's soaking in.
We'll recharge the water table.
Yeah. Okay.
For Coachella.
Yeah.
What about Cabazon?
Huh?
What about Cabazon?
We have our aquifer. Okay, so if there's no any discussion, do we have a motion?
I make a motion to award the bid to J. Colin Coatings, Incorporated.
A second.
Alright, so a motion to award the contract to J. Colin Coatings, Incorporated for reservoirs number 2, 3, and 4, corrosion repair / prevention project, made by Director Kitcher and seconded by Director Davis. Director Rock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Did you say me?
Yes, Davis.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yes. Hi.
I was saying his name wrong. Director Morris is absent. Director Tincher?
Aye.
And Director Workle?
Aye. Okay. Next up is discussion action for RCAC loan for Well 4 Rehabilitation. That is you, Mr. Pollard.
Okay. So on that one,
The spreadsheet I just got off of a loan calculator. But we did talk with RCAC about the loan. There's several documents that are required to apply for the loan. And then it's a 60 to 90 day
process to approve the loan.
And can you, I know we talked about this in finance and audit, but can you talk a little bit about the difference from the DHPA loan? What they used to pay and now what they're paying now?
Oh.
So, let me get my notes back out here.
So
as far as when we acquired the DHPO, we had to pay for their infrastructure, and we paid them a monthly fee of $1,700 per month. That contract was completed and paid in full as of December 2022. So we no longer paid $1,700. So that's now part of our budget. And the monthly service charge as of December increased from $2,300 to $6,200 a month. That's a $3,900 increase. And the monthly payment for the 10-year loan at 4% is only $1,619. So I think we're in a good position to take on a loan to put Well 4 back on the ground, because you need all your assets operational, to, you know, just in case Well 5 goes down, you want to have Well 4 as a backup. So I feel it's important to have all of our assets in good working condition. And the other reason I wanted to go with the loan is to try and keep as much in the reserves as we can. We don't want to deplete our funds.
Also, one other thing that's interesting with this is that we now have, if you look at the budget we had for the capital fund projects, for the reserve funded projects, we had well and tank repairs, $225,000. Those are now being grant funded. So that money can, that money can go towards LAIF in the savings account. If we take out the loan, we can boost up our savings.
And get interest on that.
And get interest from LAIF.
Yeah. So it all kind of balances out.
It balances out, and then that's now being grant funded. Any other questions or discussion? We have a motion.
I make a motion to approve the loan.
Approve proceeding with the RCAC loan for Well 4 Rehabilitation, made by Director Tincher, second by Director Brock. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Morris is absent. Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Workle?
Aye. Okay, and that brings us to our public comment section. We do have one card here from Mr. Kevin Walton. Saying that right? Okay. You'll have 3 minutes, so I'll tell you. You know how this works.
Okay, how this works. Good evening, board. Kevin Walton, San Gabriel Pass Water Agency, as along with Ron Duncan, who you know. I'm a director for Division 3, which is kind of the south central part of our agency, so parts of Banning, parts of Beaumont, a little bit of Cherry Valley. Tonight, I'm just here. Our general manager just asked for the recap of last night's meeting that we had in our engineering and finance, where we were bringing up the contract with the Cal Rural to help with the disadvantaged small systems like yourself, you're aware. And so that's a pretty comprehensive thing, kind of a big step for us to now move in this direction. You're aware that we're we have a relationship on the gap funding, so this is taking it to a higher level in terms of needs assessments and mapping and strategic planning, and so that went before our board last night, and will be coming up for a vote. So we would encourage your participation, in our next meeting, so that you can have some input in that process as well. So that's about it. Glad to hear here tonight. So I could answer a question possibly if you have any.
When is the next?
Yeah.
That would be next Monday at 1:30.
7th?
It's a midday meeting.
And is that still, are you guys still doing
it
over the phone as well?
Yeah. We actually are now meeting in person. The law changed, like you have to be here. We have to be there too. So
yeah, does the public have to be there?
No. Right. Although if that's a pretty substantial thing we're talking about, where you're going to, benefit from, our participation, our relationship. So I don't know if,
either.
I would suggest that maybe a sincere effort by somebody there would probably make a good statement of a partnership.
We've got two people going, right?
I think as long as you have some representation,
yeah.
I think, one where, you choose to do it, but, it's something that has this kind of significance. I think there's something to be said for actually in person.
Yeah, and I'll definitely be there. And then that was at the office.
On Beaumont Avenue.
Right.
Who's planning on going to this?
I am.
27? You're
going
to go?
I'm going.
You're going to go?
I'd love to go. I don't know if I'll be able to get out of work.
I can't get out of work.
Does somebody articulate your feelings about this, is probably, wise on your part. So.
For us to make that. Yeah.
I think Michael's good at
it. And then one of the things we did do is, just in case, someone was to call on and say, do you have any projects ready for grant funding? So we put that together, me and one of our operators, as far as mainline replacements.
The list that we had was pretty comprehensive from, your agency and other agencies as well in the past area. So it's a pretty lengthy list of projects, potential projects.
Okay, good.
Do we have projects on that list?
Mm-hmm. All right. Next time I want you guys to get on the agenda when you guys are coming, so we can actually talk back and forth. Yeah.
Well, we'll do better next time. How about that?
Sounds great. Thank you.
You can call one of us.
Do you have a comment?
I'll have Cheryl. Cheryl's off this week, but I'll have her send the agenda information to everyone.
Okay, yeah. I get it already, so I'll I can forward it.
All right, good.
Thank you.
For anybody that wants to attend, then everyone can send you a copy of it. That we'll know what's going on.
I'm off to Beaumont. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, we're just about done. Okay, next up is Jen. Any other public comment? General manager? General manager, board member comments? Future agenda items?
Agenda items. We had the CWSA, whether we're going to continue participating with that. I forgot to put it on this meeting, but I'll add it on for the next one. And then, did we want to put the collaborative agencies? Is that what it was called?
I think we need to try to talk about that a little bit more and maybe get a little bit more involved in the meetings themselves. The collaborative watch report.
Well, it's not water board, the collaborative board is just...
It's Beaumont Library, Beaumont...
It's a collaborative agencies.
Yeah, it's Beaumont Library, Beaumont School Districts, Beaumont Water, Cherry Valley, but it's all centered Beaumont, Cherry Valley. They said they've sent invitations to, Banning and stuff to participate, but nobody is going there. I mean, it's just... There was 12 people, and there are two from each thing. That's two from Beaumont Library, and they all discuss Beaumont business. It was just kind of
But nothing pertains to Cabazon.
No, that's why I was just like, why are we we hear. I don't know. And then they made specific things to point out that we had missed previous meetings. And did we want to be taken off, or did we still want to be part of it?
If you will let them know that you want to be on the agenda, if you have something to bring up, if you're going to be the representative, then you can bring it up at that time on the agenda. You're right, though. It's sad that a lot of people don't show up for the meetings. But honestly, a lot of people don't know about that meeting. So if you're going, then I would say suggest that if you have items that maybe would be a discussion item at that meeting, call over to whoever's handling that agenda and have them put it on the agenda, and then you'll get your turn to talk. And that will get you more in the loop than just being there for no reason.
Like I said, I'd like to talk to Diana more and figure out what's
Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering. What do we get out of it?
If and, we, and they have down Calvin and Maxine as being the...
Yeah, that's been a while.
Typically that meeting is attended by GMs. More so than board members. And then the GM reports back to the board.
Oh,
it's kind of like the Water Master meeting.
Yeah.
Water Master meeting is the same way. It's attended by GMs.
Okay.
I go to that meeting too. It's more important. Yeah, it's held at the Beaumont Cherry Valley Water District.
I went with one when I was with John.
Many of those things that you hear about and you're interested in, let me know and I can get to the date.
Okay.
Fill them out on your calendar and make sure I'm over this area.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for the input.
Yeah.
Water Master sounds like more beneficial than maybe this one. I'm not sure what this one's doing. Yeah. We should put that on the agenda. The other thing I have, do we need to do training again? When is our training up?
I thought we finished it all.
It just happened last year. I think it's a, I can't remember how often. After every election, I think.
Did you do your training?
Okay. But yeah, everybody's here has done it.
Yeah.
Until next year that we got to worry about.
Yeah.
So sorry for the collaborative agencies. Are we putting that on the agenda for next year?
We'll have a talk about that and the
CWSA.
Anything else we need to talk about?
No, not that one, but the other one that we're giving money to a Dan for.
That's
the Oh, okay.
That's one where your picture's on the website.
Yeah.
Out here, too.
Any other board member comments? Okay. Future board items and next board meeting dates. We have the Community Action Committee at the Cabazon Library, 3/18/23. We have Finance and Audit Committee on 3/21.
I didn't update it.
No, that's the agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 3/21. Yeah. This might not be updated.
I didn't update it on this page. But the CAC meeting is actually going to be on May 13th.
We have the San Antonio Pass Water Agency meeting, 3/27 and 4/10. And we also have collaborative agencies. I have the 3rd here. Or is it the 13th? 5/3, 5/13.
It's 3.
No, it's the 13th. They do it on Saturdays for the CAC.
Oh, the CAC,
yeah.
May. So if we can make it an adjustment there.
The CAC is on Saturday. The Collaborative Agencies meeting is on Wednesday. On May 3rd. The only one I think that's wrong on here is the first, the top one, A.
Other than that,
I make a motion we adjourn.
Didn't have to ask for it.
I second it.
Actually, I have just realized that I do have the today's date as the next finance and audit meeting. The next board meeting is on April 18th. had that wrong, too.
Our next board meeting.
Yeah, finance and audit and the regular board meeting. Okay, I'm sorry, what happened? Who was adjourned?
Oh, you want to do it again?
I make a motion and we adjourn.
I second that motion.
Okay, so a motion to adjourn at 6:49 made by Director Davis, seconded by Director Tincher. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
I think about it.
Did I beat your time?
No.